Welcome back to the pregame here on 93.7 KKRL. Chris Moore, the head football coach for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame. Crusaders hosting Harris Lake Park in the second round of the eight-man playoffs. And, Coach, you guys got a bye in the opening round, so you got a chance last week to go up and watch Harris Lake Park. You enjoyed that long trip, I'm sure, very, very much. But first, congratulations and thanks for joining us here today. And what did you see last week?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. And, yeah, it was good to go up there and watch and, you know, get your eyes on the team and other than just on film. And, you know, you get a good judge of how physical they are, what type of speed, how kids play, because you can't see all that, you know, in between play clips. So, yeah, they got some decent size up front. They got some good team speed. So we'll have our hands contain them on the edge.
Coach, I recognize some of the names for Harris Lake Parks because they've played some of the area teams in the playoffs over the years, and a lot of the names haven't changed. But this was a team, they're sitting 5-2 right now, kind of struggled in their two losses. You talk about being physical. The two teams they lost to were physical programs. Did you see the kind of physicality where you feel like maybe you guys have a big advantage there?
Yeah, a little bit. We might, you know, outsize them up front. As far as overall, like team speed, they might have a little edge on us. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, yeah, they lost. Their two losses are to Newell Fonda and Remsen St. Mary's. Both teams that are one, Remsen St. Mary's undefeated. Newell Fonda has got one loss to St. Mary's by 2 points. So those are two quality opponents that they have losses to.
How do you feel about how you guys were able to work on things over that off week and then this week with the weather probably affecting this week a little bit?
Yeah, we've had, you know, last week we just worked on a lot of individual stuff and worked on our offense, getting better, getting ready for different situations that we could run into the playoffs in tight games. And then this week, yeah, we've probably one of the best weeks of practice we've had. A lot of energy, kids are excited, and so it's been a good week, even though the weather's been iffy, but we've had a good week of practice.
Field conditions Friday night might be interesting with the rain and the cold and everything, the snow that we've had this week, and it's not going to be any better, maybe even Friday morning leading into the game. How do you think that'll impact? Because speed generally doesn't like sloppy fields. I know you guys have plenty of speed as well, but the physicality part of it might become even more important.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to have to rely on a run game like we have all year. I think it'd give us a little nod up. You know, they like to spread you out. The quarterback likes to scramble a lot. So, you know, sloppy conditions, he's not going to be able to scramble as well. So, yeah, we should be able to line up and just run straight down the field.
Let's talk about that run game for you guys. We've talked about it throughout the season, such an explosive run game. Gabe Olbert having a great year, but he's not the only one that's having that for you. Chance Anderson, Easton Hayes, Tanner Oswald, Lance Clayburgh all have run the ball for you well. Where do you feel you can run against Harris Lake Park's defense?
Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, run right behind our two guards that we've ran behind all year, Aaron McAllister and Cale Petersdorf, you know, and try to get them inside. I got a couple good linebackers in the middle, so we'll have our hands full there. Just got to get a hat on hat with those guys. But hopefully, you know, sloppy conditions, we got to keep it inside. Can't be trying to get it to the outside as much. So we got to rely on the guys up front there to be able to just watch it down the middle of the field.
Do you feel like you can get your offensive lineman off of the defensive lineman into that second level, which generally makes a run team so hard to stop?
Yeah, we've been working on that. A lot of mental talk this week of just, you know, different scenarios, put the kids in. If he does this or shows this, you know, make sure we're communicating and kind of try to cover all the bases so it's nothing new when we get on the field.
Chris, let's flip the switch a little bit here. Harris Lake Park offensively, they'll throw the football all over the field, but yet they can run it pretty well as well. The Gunderson kid Both of them pretty good athletes, Tice, the quarterback, and Lucas, the running back. What did you see from them? What problems could they create for your defense?
Yeah, Lucas is a hard runner. He puts his foot in the ground, puts his head down, and he wants to try to run you over sometimes, and then the next time he'll try to cut and get by you. But yeah, they like to do a 2x2 set, or twin set, and like the bubble screen out of that, trips, they'll go bubble screen out of that. So we got to just do a great job attacking the ball, getting off block, like to pull their guards a lot on the run game. So we got to have our defensive ends stay home on the backside, don't follow that guard down because the quarterback will read that and pull it. So we got a lot of responsibilities that kids, just do your job and rely on your teammates to do theirs.
Coach, it looks like as well in the pass game, you talked about the bubble screens. They've got a number of different guys that they use in the pass attack, four different players with 12 or more catches on the season, pretty balanced between those four guys. What's the matchup like in the secondary for you guys with the different receivers they have?
Yeah, we've matched up pretty well. Obviously when we get Tanner out there covering them, we do get a little height advantage, but comparable to Easton Hayes, maybe it's a tad bigger, but we should match up pretty well there. The biggest thing on their passing game is, we got to contain the Gunderson kid at quarterback. He likes, scramble a lot, get out of the pocket. He makes a lot of throws out of the pocket, not too many from staying in the pocket. So, we got to get pressure up the middle. We got to contain the end there and keep him in the pocket, not let him get out because that's when he's most dangerous.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, should be a fun one. Appreciate all the time here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know Nick and stuff will probably try to get down on the field and get you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the ballgame.
That sounds great. Appreciate the coverage as always, Jeff, and all your work you do. And go CRB.
You bet. It'll be nice to get you guys back on the radio. It's been a long season of not that. So looking forward to it coming up on Friday night. Head coach again, Chris Moore, joining us here as the Crusaders host the Wolves of Harris Lake Park here on 93.7 KKRL. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame show coming up next. We'll send things out to Nick Brinks.